Revealing Ramadan is a special series featuring the voices of 30 Muslims from all walks of life. Each day of this Islamic holy month will reveal a different story, one in which an individual shares a personal experience about Ramadan. Our fifth story comes from a playwright who first trained as an attorney.
My name is Wajahat Ali, and I'm from the Bay Area, California.
Unlike our first Ramadan story, one of his fondest memories takes place outside the U.S., in Mecca, with hundreds of simple gestures of kindness and beauty.
My father has your almost typical American dream type story. Came here from Pakistan as a young man, did his college year, worked his butt off, if you will, supported himself, and went to school, sent money back to the motherland, and eventually the grandparents came, and believe it or not, in America, I've actually had a traditional household setup where my grandparents had actually lived with me growing up, and even my grandmother still lives with us. I remember when I was in money school at UC Berkeley, we used to always say breaking the fast, but I remember in my Arabic teacher, he's like, no, linguistically, what you're doing is actually you're opening your fast. You're opening your fast with the date. So from then on, I've always said opening my fast. And, you know, essentially the act of worship continues throughout the month. It just doesn't end with the fast, right? I've been growing up with non-Muslims my whole life, right? So sometimes they give you, most of my friends were being atheists also and agnostics, which I thought was great, and Christians. So sometimes, you know, once in a while they give you these snide comments. And they're like, you know, how does a Muslim fast during Ramadan if he has, like, you know, sugar problems? And how, what does a Muslim do if he can't eat, if he has to eat? And I kept telling them that Ramadan is not just predicated upon eating or not eating or drinking or not drinking. It's a state of mind, and it's an attempt to achieve God consciousness that carries on throughout the day. So even if you can't eat the date, you can be nice to your neighbor. You can repair relations with your family members, right? And, you know, you can help prepare the meal for the Muslim who fasts. And so your fast continues, you know, after you open it with the date. You know, Islam has a lot of beauty in it. And I can understand the viewpoint of many in America who see the violence and arrogance espoused by reactionaries, which mars the beauty of Islam in their eyes. As a Muslim American, I can understand why people would have that reaction and limited understanding of Islam. But, you know, it's also a religion which inspires the poetry of Rumi, whose love for the divine has created verses that survive 800 years and nourish the spirits of lovers around the globe. And when it comes to Ramadan, some of the most beautiful moments that exist within the Muslim community and within Islam becomes manifest during this month. And I remember one time when I went to Mecca, which is, you know, the holiest site of pilgrimage for Muslims. And I went to go do Umrah. And Umrah is essentially like a mini version of a Hajj. It's the easiest way I can explain it. And I was in college, and I'm fasting, and it's hot, and I'm wearing these two white shawls. And I remember just praying that, you know, I wish the sun would set, and I'm hungry. And I remember in this Masjid al-Haram, that's the name of the mosque, the sun set, and the entire world just woke up, and everyone went to the mosque. And I remember these children, who I've never met before in my entire life, about 15 or 20 children came up to me, and each one taking my hand and you know, tugging my finger, and with smiles on their faces, saying, come to the mosque, come to the mosque, in Arabic. And basically what they had done is that they had prepared a small bowl with a date and some fruit and some milk on these mats, for thousands of these bowls on these mats for all the Muslims around the city who are coming to the mosque. And so these children who I've never met before in this life, you know, just one after another, just come to the bowl that I prepared. Come eat the bowl from what I prepared. No, please eat my bowl. And I sat there eating this bowl, opening my fast next to strangers I've never met before, and greeted them with peace in the mosque, in the holy mosque. And there was just a sense of overwhelming beauty. And I really, it's a memory that I cherish, that sometimes, you know, when you see the violence and the extremism and the arrogance and the ignorance and the anger, that memory nourishes me.
This is Revealing Ramadan from Speaking of Faith in American Public Media. To hear more personal reflections on Ramadan and expressions of Muslim identity, visit our website and get the podcast at speakingoffaith.org.